I'm gonna pop some Greggs. Only got 20 Greggs in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a Greggles. This is Greggin' Awesome.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Greggs.
What's up? It is the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I would be Macklemore.
We didn't get to do a show yesterday because I was in a meeting. We had a really long meeting.
Really long meeting.
Department head meeting yesterday. And then towards the end of the day, I realized I didn't even see you once yesterday, little buddy. At all.
I know, and your heart is broken.
It was really broken. I was like, where's my little buddy?
Well, now we're reunited.
We are.
And it feels...
so good.
No.
Oh.
Feels all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of a tingle in my pants a little bit, but... not much. Something that I did want to talk about yesterday.
Hit me.
That we didn't get to was the fact that the Big Show, we talked about this the other day, that we had, the Big Show had Nick Cannon on and he gave you a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to incorporate a little bit of audio into this little podcast of the actual shout out that Nick Cannon gave to you so that our good loyal G1s could actually hear it because they don't listen to the Big Show.
Well, it sounded a little something like this.
Are you mad at our show because we stole your producer from your radio show?
You talking about overalls, right?
Yeah.
Overalls.
Only one overall.
We stole your dorky white guy.
Yeah, exactly. I learned all my whiteness from overalls.
Yeah.
He was the inspiration.
He is super stereotypical white.
He is a real
white.
Connor Smallnut.
Yeah.
Good to know. Because you know how people say, yeah, I work with Nick and we're real good friends. We're like, whatever.
You don't have his number.
You can't. He wouldn't know you if he passed you on the street.
Nah, that's my guy. We've been many mornings together, good and bad.
See, people didn't believe that I spent as much time with Nick Cannon as I did.
Yeah, and you could see it when you talk to people. I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him signing potato chips backstage at a concert with you.
Yep.
I knew.
He would come in some days with, like, these million-dollar watches.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as a joke, he'd be like, hey, Greg, put the watch on. And I'd be like, okay. So I put this, like, million-dollar diet. Like, it would weigh 5 pounds. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why does anybody need this? He would do, like... the push-ups upside down. He would work out in the morning, or he'd pass out.
Yeah.
One time, we were in between breaks, and he'd fall into sleep. And I'm like, Nick, wake up. You're about to go back on. And he woke up, and he looks at me, and he goes, overalls, I just had a dream we were at the Sizzler. And in case you don't know what the Sizzler is, it was a chain of really low-class steak
joints. It's like a Ryan's Steakhouse or like... oh, what's the other one?
It was kind of like buffet style.
Yeah.
And it was gross.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's definitely not steak and ale,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Oh, yeah. But yes, good times with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To change subject.
Okay.
You didn't get to hear this because we lost the audio,
mm-hmm.
but when I was at that Dallas Mavericks game,
yeah.
which I was at a couple days ago, the end of it was completely ruined by instant replay.
So there was about 40 seconds left in the game,
mm-hmm.
the actual regulation of
yeah.
the game. And, I mean, they're just throwing buckets in left mm-hmm. and right. It's just, it's ridiculous. But then, suddenly, something happened.
The brakes just get hit. Every second there's a foul or a questionable call, and we're at the booth for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, looking at a replay.
At some point, it just needs to be said, look.
Stop it.
Just let the guys play. I understand that
mm-hmm.
there's a lot that's on the line,
mm-hmm.
but before you had instant replay, what happened?
You just went with the call.
You just played.
Yeah.
It's
not the end of the world. It's a game.
Yeah, it is a game.
So, I'm watching baseball. Baseball is back, everyone. And I am thrilled.
Me too.
I love baseball. I've watched so much baseball now that I've got my TV working again.
Because mm-hmm.
I didn't have cable when I lived in my first apartment here. But now that I have cable, baseball games on all the time.
Yeah, you're baseball.
Getting as much baseball as I can get in. So, it has begun. Replays in baseball.
Saw the first replay in baseball last night. Mm-hmm. Watching the Rangers, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. I think it was Martin Perez on the mound. Turns, throws to second to tag the guy out. And how the ump who's standing right there missed the call, I don't know.
It was
because
an overturned
right
call?
There. He was right there, yes. Martin throws to second. Whoever was there, Elvis.
Andrus.
Catches the ball, throws a tag down on the guy. Mm-hmm. He's clearly out, but the ump called him safe.
Okay.
And I think that this ump's agenda was, let's test out the replay. Let's see what happens.
That's very possible, because I haven't seen one yet. I haven't seen an overturned yet.
Because it was clear that this guy was out. Mm. So they show the replay on TV, you know, as they do. They'll immediately throw the instant replay up, and you can see it at home, and for sure it was clear that the guy was out by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
But the umps all convene in the middle of the field. They talk about it for a second. And then there they go, walking back behind home plate. Dude puts his headphones on. Another guy puts some headphones on. They stand there, and you can just hear them listening to the people in New York.
Yeah.
There's a hub or somewhere in New York where these people are watching replays, and they overturn the call.
Are you there, God? It's me, umpire.
Yeah. But it took them at least 3.5 to 4 minutes to figure this out. And if you can have instant replay, turn it around that fast for the home viewer to see it, why does it take them so long to get this figured out?
I don't understand. I don't know, and I don't know what they talk about. And all I know is it's just so flippin' frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. If you have to go to the booth, just have the guy go, out, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
Right.
Keep the game going,
Baseball.
It's baseball.
With instant replay.
And I know that you don't like soccer.
Right.
But I watched my team play Manchester United. That's not my team. I don't like it. But I watched my team play them.
Yeah.
And no replays. The game just goes. The clock does not stop. And they make up the time at the end.
Right.
I love that. Instead of, we have to now sit here and wait for these four idiots to make up their mind on whether a ball touched my hand or your hand before it went out. Just go with it.
If you're going to slow the game down, if you're going to stop it down, go to commercial break. Like, do something that's going to entertain me instead of just sitting there watching a screen. Because last night, it was the most boring thing I'd ever watched. It's like Ron Washington knew that they were going to overturn the call. So he's, like, cheesing it up, and he's clapping, and he's laughing. He's like, that's how baseball go. Like, we got this. And you got Ryan Sandberg over there who's just standing there. It was the most pointless, boring thing I've ever watched in sports.
Just go with the call. I don't care. I want to hear from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Their argument on why this is necessary.
Throw Spaghetti Cat up on the screen for me.
Do like, anything.
Just, I mean, even if it's for like a half a second, throw Spaghetti Cat up there. That way I'm going, oh, at least somebody's entertaining me with Spaghetti Cat.
Hey, you know what they could do while they're reviewing the play? Play a game. How about we play baseball while they're reviewing it?
The only thing that they need instant replay for is for a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Did a fan interfere? You need to know that. To me, I think that's important. And was it a home run?
Well, the Yankees don't beat the Orioles in 1998 if instant replay's in there. So, again, instant replay could go F itself.
There you go. All right. April Fool's Day. Did you get anything funny happen around here?
No.
There was one prank that was pulled up here that was pretty genius.
Tell me about it.
Our good buddies over at the Infinites. And I think this was Colin and James who pulled this off.
Surely. From what I hear, it's Mike Montes.
Mike pulled this off. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Infinite Agency, they handle a lot of clients. They handle websites. They do social media marketing. They do branding. They do all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the programmers, Mike included, I guess made dummy websites of all of their clients' websites. And so they went in, they put panic face on, and they go running in to Jonathan and Steve, the two Steves and Jonathan, who are having meetings, and they say something like, dude, our websites have been hacked. And, of course, Jonathan, who's an intense person to begin with, is like, what? So they go and they pull up the dummy website, which the web address had to be very similar, if not the exact same, as their actual clients' websites. Mm-hmm. But when they pull up the website, it just has like profanity written all over it, just in big bold font and print. It's just like F this and big P word that. And Jonathan and the two Steves, their hearts basically exploded. Their heads fell off. They're freaking out. They don't know what to do. Because had that actually been the case, they're out of business.
Mm-hmm.
They've like, what do you tell your client? You can't recover from that. Because if it's the truth, you've got all these people going to your website and all they're seeing is, you know, the P word and F this and S that written all over it. And everything's messed up. You're out of business.
Actually, the one I was thinking about was apparently Mike put down Craigslist ads for tuna, like giving things out for free. So Jay Fortune thinks it's James. So he puts a Craigslist ad for James giving out like a Pac-Man machine. Was calls nonstop about people asking for the free stuff on Craigslist.
How annoying. See, that's just... Well, I guess any April Fool's Day joke is mean-spirited, but see, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like on Facebook where it's like, you know, the eternal single guy just posts up there like, hey, I'm engaged. Mm. Like, no, that's not funny.
No.
Everybody knows you're not engaged because yesterday you didn't even have a girlfriend, much less had you even had a conversation with a girl. I know that you're not engaged. That's not funny.
Clearly not.
I did post a video up on the Facebook page, which is of two radio morning show dudes in Australia. They put some time and effort into it because they've got cameras all over their studio, in the sales department, in their boss's office, in the actual studio, in the hallway. And they, I guess they went in real early and they recorded this break. Mm-hmm. And then they just put it into, you know, audition so that it played just throughout the building and it didn't go over the air.
Mm-hmm.
But the break was like, you know, starts off with the guy talking about how he can't work there anymore and he's just unhappy with the place, and then he just starts dropping F-bombs. And so the camera is like immediately cut over to the bosses and like their ears perk up and they immediately sprint out of the office and like down the hall into the studio and they're like, cut it out, cut it out. And like the producer won't let him in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course this is all playing off of a Vox Pro. And the two dudes are having to basically mime their conversation so it looks like they're really having it, you know? And they go to break, and the door opens up, and one of the on-air hosts, like, runs over and, like, fake punches the other host in the face, and, like, there's this huge fight that's going on. You can tell the bosses are freaking out, and they're trying to separate them, and then a dude walks in with a confetti cannon and just, like, blows them up with it, and then they're like, April Fools, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty damn funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of April Fools talk and some other stuff. Check us out, facebook.com/TheGregAndGreg Show, on Twitter @GregAndGregShow, and hopefully soon we'll be on the iTunes, buddy.
Hopefully soon we'll be on iTunes and website. Yep. We're taking pictures this weekend.
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen probably the end of this month, everybody.
Yep, get ready for that. All right, it's the Greg and Greg Show, and boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.